come to the Elkhart East Ham this Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
MI3 Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham this Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Hey, 9PGC in the mobile. Hey, 9PGC mobile.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham this Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart. Indiana 46514.
CMN Network, 220.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham this Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart. Indiana 46514. Come to the Elkhart East Ham this Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham this Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
MI3 Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham this Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham this Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham this Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514. Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network 220. CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
MI3 Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network.
KE9BBB. KE9BBB.
Hey, how's it going, Josh? K9YOU.
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. How about yourself? I guess a little while ago, the ID 5200 got approved by the FCC.
Oh, sweet! Oh, that's good. Yeah, that'll be out shortly then.
Yeah, I bet you they're going to have it ready for Tokyo now, the ham fair over there, I bet you.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that one bit.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully in like a week or two we'll get some more info on it, get a final price and stuff and final specs of it.
Oh, yeah, that'd definitely be nice, but I'm over here by Potato Creek, going to North Liberty, and gonna see a buddy of mine, and, well, you probably heard him out, Ryan, KD9WX, going over there, and we've got, meet up with a couple other friends, and then, we'll figure something out.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that's pretty good. At least it's nice outside, and probably will last a beautiful day for a while. Got an email today from UPS saying that my Aero antenna will be here tomorrow, so that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, you'll have fun with that thing. It's definitely fun.
Yeah, I will. I'll probably, who knows. Depending on what time I get it tomorrow. It just says by the end of the day, so. But anyways, I mean, what we're doing, I might be able to mess with it tomorrow night. I don't know. Not, I might have to wait till Saturday. So that's good. Kind of glad I did without a duplexer, so I can at least use two radios, two HTs or something. And then, who knows, hopefully the 5200 is not too bad a price, and if it's full duplex, man, might pick one of those up for satellite work.
Yeah, there you go. It seems like a nice radio, but no, the aero antenna, I don't know if you're going to take it apart, put it back, put it together, take it apart, put it together. If you do, I do suggest, numbering them or something to identify what element goes with the other element, since they'll screw in together, just to make sure, because some of them, they almost look at the same length, so that's what I did. I just kind of identified them to where, numbered them or whatever, and just to get them to where, okay, one goes with one, two goes with two, whatever. At least that way, then they're not taking a long time to put it together for the, like the second or third time.
Yeah, I definitely will do that. I watched some videos of people saying, so I'm not going to leave it. Well, probably for a while I'll leave it put together, but eventually when I start going back to work and stuff, I'll get a case for it. I might buy one of those off Arrow's website, roll up a case for it, and then I'll mark them and do them that way so I can just roll up and then put it in something or find another case for it or something, some roll up bag for it. But yeah, everybody said just either put some duct tape on there and mark them, and then, or use, different colored electrical tape to tell the difference.
Yeah, because at least in that way, it'll be, I'm fumbling around trying to figure out, okay, which one goes with one. Then I know I owe you.
KE9BBB. Yeah, because, there's a few of them that are literally, only a half inch difference on the, on the 70 centimeter side. I guess there's a few that are a half inch difference, and their heart fell apart, they said. So, and then one guy, I was watching a video of it, and he's in the comments on YouTube, he's like, oh, that might explain why I'm having a little issues. I double checked after you watched this video, and I had a couple of mine all not even together right. I had one size of one and one size of the other, and they were a half inch apart, and I had them in the wrong spots and then paired differently together. He said that might have been my problem.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, they're not, like I said, they're not, especially the 440 side, yeah. You can't really tell much. So, because when I did it, I took it apart, and then I go, okay.
Yeah, that's one thing nice, I guess, about the elk antenna. I guess I don't know if they're all exactly the same or not, but that part's a little easier, I guess, than putting together the arrow. But it's fine. I'm okay with it. It'll be a good. I'm just excited to get out and use it and start making contact with it.
Oh, yeah. You'll definitely have fun with that thing. I gotta get mine out more.
What I didn't really realize is for grid square, I didn't know how big our grid square is. I kind of looked that up, and yeah, it's a pretty big grid square. I didn't know how big they were.
Yeah, they're pretty decent size.
Yeah, I was looking at, I didn't see exact, like, you know, map of cities it was, but it, this EN-61, I guess it goes to Illinois a little bit, too, just over by Chicago somewhere, and then comes, I don't know how far east it goes. I don't know if you're same grid square or if you guys are different over there, if you're 71 or, but, and then it looks like it goes pretty deep south, too, like, for us around here.
Oh, yeah, and no, I'm 6'1 also.
Yeah, I just didn't realize, like, that big of an area. I thought, like, it was more, I mean, I know the ending, like, I'm N, or EN-61PO, I know that narrows it down more, but most of these contacts, everybody, they just do EN-61 or whatever. That's what everybody's been saying, and that's what people post on there for that when they're getting grid squares. They don't worry about the smaller part of the PO part like mine is. They just worry about the 61, EN-61.
Yeah, especially for contests and that, it's, you know, it's definitely a little shorter than saying all of it.
Yeah, I just didn't know how kind of big it was, so I was like wondering, like, you know, if I go, you know, over in Lake County, the different one, different grid square or something, but I guess not really. But it was interesting. It's like I said, it was just kind of shocking. I didn't really look at that until, or really even knew about it until I started looking into this stuff.
Yeah, I haven't looked at that thing in quite a while either, the squares.
Yeah, so, I don't know, it's going to be fun. Like I said, it'll be cool. It'll definitely take me a little bit to get used to. I might have to get some, like, Velcro or something so I can Velcro one HT up there and use the other one just for now until I get a good system down, and then eventually get a duplexer and a full duplex radio. But I think it'll be fine running two radios for now, because they'll get me out there on working satellites pretty quick and easy, and then switch it up later on. But yeah, it'll be fun. Looking forward to it. You know, and then I can look like a weirdo out in the backyard or whatever with a big antenna on my arm pointing at the sky.
Yeah, you're just trying to reach ET.
What's that?
There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome right there. That's definitely cool. I looked them up on QRZ, and it said that, Connecticut, I think, that's where they're, or at least that's where it's listed at.
Now we double, go ahead. I was just saying, I looked it up on QRZ to see where headquarters, they said headquarters in like in, I think it's Connecticut or something like that.
Yeah, it's Connecticut. It was in Connecticut. But, yeah, that was cool though.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Contact right there. I don't know, can you log them on QRZ and Logbook of the World? Contacts like that over, I mean, over satellite?
I don't, but I'm pretty sure you're able to, but I don't. I just paper log it.
Okay. Copy that. Yeah, I was just curious. I'm sure there's a way. It has to be for awards, don't they? Have to go off of, I think, Logbook of the World.
Yeah. I know there is. It's just, I just still do it the old way.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that either. I mean, I don't really use, well, I do use QRZ, but I use a little bit more, I'm drawing a blank. World Radio League, that's what it is. I use that, and then it automatically uploads to QRZ. As soon as I hit enter on contact, it takes it right to QRZ, and then I just press a button to, then every once in a while, I just have to upload it to Logbook of the World. They're supposed to be coming out with a automatic for Logbook of the World also, but it hasn't been working.
Okay, alright. Yeah, I've heard that. I've just never done any of that. For some reason, I just never have.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep you updated on how it goes, how it turns out this weekend, that's for sure. I'll definitely be making some contacts this weekend. Either both days or what, I'll keep a look at my phone, see when good passes are coming through, and give her tries and keep on trying.
That's all you can do.
All right, Brian, I'm going to jump off here. My wife's going to be pulling in here in a minute, so. Good talking to you, and like I said, I'll keep you updated, and you have a good rest of your night, and we'll talk to you later on. And I'll say 7-3 to you, and I'll be clear on your final. This is KE9BBB. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Jeff, you take it easy and have a good evening, and we will talk to you later on. And 9YOU.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
CMN Network, 220.
W9PRK.
39DRK. Anybody out there in LaPorte land? Oh, somebody was trying, but you're barely making the repeater. W9PRK.
W9DLP, I'm on portable. Do you need some emergency wise or just present?
No, all right, I heard you're portable. Yeah, barely making it in. You're getting there a little bit. And I'm coming through All Star. I'm up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan right now.
CMN Network, MI3.
W9PRK.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
W9DTE, W9PR. W9PRK.
W9PRK, AD9GY.
AD9GY, W9PRK, how are you this fine evening?
So far so good, still got some time left. How's everything with you? How's the UP?
Oh, it's everything I hoped and dreamed it would be. I will put up here. It's one of these times I'm going to come up here and I'm just never going to come home.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. There's really some real nice things up there.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, we've traveled pretty much all over this place over the past couple of years. We're eventually... getting really, really serious about buying some property up here.
Sure.
Did I drop the repeater again?
I don't know. There was a pause there, so maybe...
something happened. Yeah, I don't know. I said, We've been up here for the past couple of years, and we're getting real serious into buying some property and instead of staying at campgrounds, just have our own piece up here.
Oh, sure, have your own little area, and then you could always do, you know, day trips, you know, cruise around, do what you want.
Absolutely, yeah, we've been looking, so eventually, it's a matter of just kind of exploring the whole area, everything up here, and finding a place we actually both agree upon that we like, and then we'll buy some property. And I think we're kind of in the area we both agree that is a nice place right now, so I think we're going to end up around here somewhere.
Would you just buy just some bare property? No... no improvements on it?
Yeah, that's the plan. I don't want to buy someone else's handiwork and have to redo things. I'll just build my own cabin up here.
Yeah, and you've got the you've already got the camper, the trailer, whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, while we're building, we'll have a place to stay at least.
Right.
comes in handy. But I would prefer to build something a little bit more insulated than that camper. It gets kind of chilly up here in the wintertime.
Yeah, it can get mighty chilly up there in the wintertime. Yeah, there was a guy not too far from me over here. He did that. He started out with just a little camper and then built up a small garage, and then they built a house, and then they got another, it looks like two houses, two smaller houses. But he built all that stuff up, you know, a little at a time, and then he put a big ramp in there, and he's got some boats, and so he did a little bit of everything.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's going to be. I'll come up here for a week at a time and build a little bit and come home and come back next month and spend a week and build some more. And
yeah, well, if you could, you know, it might be nice to get something on water, but that could be more expensive, obviously.
Yeah. Two repeaters going at the same, or two frequencies going at the same time, got me confused for a second. Yeah, lakefront property is a little bit more expensive, but the thing about it is you can find little lakes out here in the middle of nowhere, and just clear your path back to it and build right on that little lake, and it's almost like having a private lake.
Yeah, when I lived up in Minnesota as a teenager, there was some lakes like that back in the woods. One was called Beauty Lake. one of my friends I brought up from Chicago once, and he pulled out like a 13-pound northern right off the shore.
Oh, that'd have been a good time. Yeah, we found some out here. I'm looking to try and get at least about 40 acres, so I don't know if I'll get 40 acres on a lake or not.
Man, 40 acres, you could definitely get lost on your own property.
That is the plan. We'll see what happens with it. But, yeah, I mean, you can find it. Actually, I found 40 acres for $40,000. So it's $1,000 an acre. It's not bad, but looking at the aerial pictures on Google Maps, it looks awfully wet.
No, yeah, just like up in Wisconsin and Minnesota, there's a lot of that marshland out there.
Yeah, definitely a lot of marshland here, so you gotta be really careful what you buy, because, yeah, you might be buying 40 acres worth of marsh that you can't do anything on whatsoever, so I'll find something. I think I'll end up coming back up here, and, I don't know, this year, maybe next year. And get with the realtor and actually look around and get on property, and instead of just looking on Google Maps, actually put my feet on the ground and see what I'm looking into.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And then you can see what kind of roads are around it and what kind of houses are on them roads, and just in case, you know, you don't want to, sometimes you can run into some kind of crazy stuff up there.
I prefer dirt road and no houses, actually.
Yeah, I have this conversation frequently. My one friend, he lives only 5 miles from me. And it always boils down to the more money you got, the more privacy you can have.
That is unfortunately how it boils down, and I am not independently wealthy, so I'm probably going to have neighbors.
W9DT.
Ten years later, you finally figured out how to get over here. W9PRK. Welcome aboard, Dave.
Actually, you're going to laugh at me, Rob, because I was struggling with the TL frequency.
Makes you feel better. I had to Google how to set a repeater on this radio. I've never used it, really. I'm on the FTM 150, and I downloaded the software, and programmed everything in here for second light work, and I don't feel like yanking my 400 out of my pickup. I'm like, well, I got this thing with me. I'll just manually put stuff in. Yeah, that was a chore. Got it figured out, though.
This I've never been on this frequency for Michigan City. This one seems like it's pretty clean.
It's one of the LaPorte radio clubs repeaters, but this one has an all-star node, so that's the only way I can get in right now. Normally, I would talk on the K9 GSI, but no all-star node there. It's over here.
Roger that. I just put this one in PMG.
Yeah, I got that button on this radio. And we're leaving someone out, so get back in there.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I'm going to go make a little snack anyway, and then I'm going to go to that net on the Plymouth 147.285. I always do that every week. And but yeah, like we were saying about the more money and more privacy, it always amazes me how it seems like anyway that a lot of the people who got all that money, they don't want the privacy. They like hanging out in the wind, you know. Well, did I scare you boys off?
No, I'm still here. I didn't want you to think I was going to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay. No, I'm going to have a little something to eat here, and then, like I said, I'm going to go and do that net in a little while. So you guys go at it, and I will catch you later. AD9GY.
All right, enjoy that Plymouth net. I don't believe they have an all-star note, so not going to work for me. You know, I'm going to hop on a net here as well, too, in about 6 minutes up here in Manistique. So good chatting with you, and if I hear you later, I'll talk to you later. W9PRK.
All right, Rob, I'm scanning this frequency, too, so later on I'll be in the shack here for a while, so have a good time on the other net, and W9DTE is standing by.
I'm still here for a little bit.
I'm playing with the FP450. I've got to see if I can get the cat control working here shortly.
All very exciting. Very, very exciting. I have pulled my hair out and thrown stuff trying to figure all that out at one point in time. And, yeah. I'll leave it at that. It angered me. Not with the 450. Never messed with it with the 450, but was told it was very easy there.
Well, you know where I was 3 months ago as far as the word easy is concerned, but I've been spending so much time with these radios that I know what I have to do if I get stumped.
Hit it with a big hammer and walk away?
No, buddy, I got an AI co-pilot that's doing pretty good. I was writing code this morning. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, that definitely comes in handy. I, as much as I don't care for it, it tends to have the answers.
Well, it sure upped my level of play in the station, that's for sure.
So what does that PMG button do? That, so like say you got a bunch of stuff programmed or something, you just hit the PMG and it's like a little 4 or 5 type saved deal.
So if you stay off of PMG and you get to a channel that you really like, what you do is you press and hold PMG until it switches over, and then it goes into a memory slot. If all your memory slots are full, when you go to PMG, you scroll over to one that you want to replace out of the 5, press and hold the PMG button until it goes away, and then the next channel you put the memory will go in that slot.
Oh. Yeah, I've got like 5 repeaters programmed into my radios, so I don't think I got an issue there.
No, you don't have an issue, but what's cool about PMG is you could scan all 5 of those, and, you know, that way you're not manually switching over from one to the other.
I do that normally. Like I said, I don't know, 5, maybe a fuzz more, I don't know exactly. Scans through all of them as it is. It's not scanning through 200 different repeaters. I've only got so many programmed in as it is, so I don't know. I guess it has its benefits if you have a ton of repeaters programmed in and you only want to scan like 4 or 5. That would make sense.
Well, what I'm doing with the truck radio right now is, you know, I loaded like 250 channels just messing around because I'd never programmed before. So I'm eliminating, you know, as I go along, what I don't want. And how I'm playing the judge of that is I have a core group of repeaters that are relatively local to the area that I'm in all the time. And then for the other repeaters, I'm looking at whether or not they have Echolink, All-Star, Fusion, WiresX, whatever, and I'm being selective on based on that information.
Copy.
MI3 Network.
Yeah, I'm not interested in having that many different repeaters programmed in. And then, like, when I travel, I'll just, when I get to where I'm going, open up repeater book and find the closest repeater and pop it in the radio on, I won't save it. I'll just, VFO mode. Type it in, and away I go.
Well, I haven't quite figured it out yet, but there's a way, like when we went to Dayton, you can actually program a trip, your route, via the APRS and set waypoints, and then you can tie repeaters to those waypoints, and as you're traveling, you don't have to press anything. You just switch to a waypoint, and the closest repeater you got programmed in there is there.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Give me a little bit. I'll come back. You're still around. This net up here starting. I want to jump in with these guys. W9PRK.
Breaking with W9PRK. W9DTE is monitoring.
W9PRK.
CMN Network.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.
W9PRK, anyone still around?
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
W9DTE, you listening? Whiskey 9, Delta Tango Echo. Dave, are you listening? W9PRK.
So I will... into the...
CMN Network, 220.
All the land.
Come to the Elkhart East Ham Fest Saturday, August 1st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Northern Indiana Event Center, 21565 Executive Parkway, Elkhart, Indiana 46514.